Hello, friends. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. And today is Monday, the 13th of February, which is the day after my sister's birthday and the day before Valentine's Day. And I am just home from work. I started my day at the office at 5:30. And we're doing some chores around the house today, so I invite you to come along as I start my laundry. I must admit it's been an eventful past few days since the last time I spoke with you. So I want to kind of give you an update of what's been going on. Then we're going to talk about something else that's been on my mind because it kind of landed in my lap. Last Friday, I got a phone call to let me know that my sister-in-law's mother had passed away. It wasn't exactly a surprise. She had been failing for quite some time. But we'll get to that in a minute. There has been some really fun stuff going on. But first, I'd like to start out with a couple shout-outs to some of my listeners who've been in touch, letting me know that they're listening. You know, that really helps when you are producing a podcast to have folks just reach out. Just let me know that you're there, because otherwise, what's the point, right? So, last Friday, I was invited on the inaugural show of the Faye Drivers Live Pink Wheelnuts Garage, and we had a splendid time. It was me, the Faye Driver, as the host, and Apollonius, a.k.a. Peter, also joined the show, and I think it was really good, despite a couple of technical difficulties. You know, if Toppy Smelly would stop hanging up on people, it probably would have gone better. I kid, Toppy. I do. I kid. So, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. So, if you aren't listening to the Pink Wheelnuts podcast, and now the live version on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is the only time zone that matters, you should, because it's fun. It reminds me back in the day when my father and his friend and my brother and our family, you know, we didn't have new cars. We always had something used, and something always needed to be fixed. So it's kind of amazing. That's my washing machine you hear in the back. It's kind of amazing that I actually remember some of this stuff by osmosis. As you can tell, I was a gay kid, kind of on the fringe of the family, who had different interests like books and science and learning and art and music. Didn't exactly fit very well in a blue-collar sportsman's family. A lot of hunters and fishers in my ancestral line. So it was amazing that I understood as much as I did. So, Faye Driver, you did a fantastic job. So go take a listen. You can find out the schedule at pride48.com. So I don't know. What else? Let's see. Shout-outs. Brother Sinatus. Trucker Alex. My friend Chili. Thanks for listening. They've gotten in touch. Some of us are playing Scramble with friends. So, anyway, so that's kind of the fun stuff that's been happening. But on Friday morning, I ended up getting a phone call from my sister, as I said, informing me that my brother's wife, her mother, had died. So life has been really full, and this was frankly an inconvenience, but you know, a lot of life's happenings are not exactly convenient, and some of them are inconvenient. So I made the decision that despite my very hectic work life, right now we are in the midst of our member drive, where we have to solicit about 12,000 to 13,000 people to donate about $1.2 million in the span of about 8 days. So it's a Sisyphean task. Say that three times fast. So, needless to say, taking time out of my weekend to go to a visitation and then today to go to the funeral service, it was inconvenient, but I thought it was important to go. I have a lot of mixed feelings about this particular funeral, or funerals in general. It kind of got me thinking about, you know, the big questions, life and death and how we mark those life events, births, marriages, deaths, coming of age, all that sort of thing. The visitation was at a mortuary that's in the community where I grew up as a kid, so I had to go back to my old stomping grounds, which can also bring up a lot of memories, both good and bad. So I went to the visitation yesterday, Sunday evening. It was from 4 to 7. And it's a traditional Catholic family, Roman Catholic. So it was kind of traditional in the sense that there was an open casket viewing, and they creep me out. I remember the very first time I went to a visitation, I think I was like 5 or 6 years old, and a great aunt of mine had passed away. And of course, my family, my father and my mother and my brother and my sister, I think my sister couldn't have been more than, or she may not have even been here yet, but I remember I was a very small boy, you know, didn't really understand what was going on, and I was brought to this visitation, this viewing with, you know, in this old-style mortuary parlor, and there's the casket, and it's open, and somebody lifted me up and to see. And I was both fascinated and horrified at the same time, because this is probably, yeah, this was the first time that I had actually seen a dead body and had a sense of what death was. And it really wigged me out, because I looked at this person who was lying there. They weren't sleeping. I knew they weren't sleeping. And there was no light on. There's just nobody home. And as a small boy, it was just like this empty shell. And it was very disturbing to me. And it's still disturbing. So I was kind of hoping that this would be more like my parents' funeral, where the body would be cremated and there would be a picture, a flattering picture of this person in life, reflecting the life that they were living at the time when they were robust, when they were conscious and just, you know, doing this thing we call life. And that wasn't the case. And they still creep me out. So, you know, I understand a little bit about the importance of, you know, saying goodbye. But when my parents passed, first my father and then my mother, there was a time at the mortuary where, you know, we could, you know, view the body. And I think it's important, you know, because the person is naturally reposed. For my father, it was seeing the sense of his suffering gone. he looked the most relaxed and peaceful that I had seen him in years before he declined and he died. And the same thing with my mother. It was the same way. And, you know, I wasn't with them very long at the mortuary, but it was something that was important, but it was a private thing. So I don't quite understand why we still do this traditionally, but we do. And so also at the funeral service today, there was a visitation also 1 hour before the service. And here this person who isn't there and this lifeless shell is kind of parked in the corner while everyone gathers to sort of reconnect and to mark the occasion of their passing and their death. So that's been on my mind as, you know, life has been going on here. And so something that I want to just kind of leave you with is an essay from National Public Radio, and it's from their series called This I Believe. And I think it really comes close to how I feel about going to the funeral. As I get older, it seems to be more and more important to go to the funeral. I remember at the funeral service for both of my parents, how comforting that was to have my friends, my close relatives there for me at that time. Funerals aren't for the living, or excuse me, they aren't for the dead. They are for the living. And it was very comforting to me to have those people who could make it. And I understand, you know, especially when a funeral happens during the week, it's hard to break away, especially in our modern life where everything seems to be so packed and so scheduled. So here is the essay. It's by Deidre Sullivan, and it was first broadcast on National Public Radio during All Things Considered in, I believe, August of 2008. So thanks for listening. If you have any comments or questions, you can certainly write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. You can also leave a comment on my blog at laughingbuddha.blogspot.com, and that's laughingbuddha.blogspot.com. And thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. If you're out there listening to me, drop me a line. I'd really love to hear from you. And until next time, do take care.
I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge.
I believe that everyone wants to love
and be
loved.
All of these add up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
For our revival of the 1950s radio series, This I Believe, we've been asking you to send us your short statements of personal belief. One of the several thousand we've received came from Deirdre Sullivan. She's a 33-year-old attorney from Brooklyn, New York. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
Many of the essays listeners have sent us are about beliefs they were taught. Sometimes those beliefs are followed, sometimes rejected, sometimes they grow in surprising ways. That was the case for Deirdre Sullivan. She discovered a guiding principle in a humble suggestion from her father, and she now applies it broadly in her life. Here is Deirdre Sullivan with her essay, For This I Believe.
I believe in always going to the funeral. My father taught me that. The first time he said it directly to me, I was 16 and trying to get out of going to calling hours for Miss Emerson, my old fifth grade math teacher. I did not want to go. My father was unequivocal. D, he said, you're going. Always go to the funeral. Do it for the family. So my dad waited outside while I went in. It was worse than I thought it would be. I was the only kid there. When the condolence line deposited me in front of Miss Emerson's shell-shocked parents, I stammered out, "Sorry about all this," and stalked away. But for that deeply weird expression of sympathy delivered 20 years ago, Miss Emerson's mother still remembers my name and always says hello with tearing eyes. That was the first time I went unchaperoned, but my parents had been taking us kids to funerals and calling hours as a matter of course for years. By the time I was 16, I'd been to 5 or 6 funerals. I remember 2 things from the funeral circuit: bottomless dishes of free mints, and my father saying on the ride home, "You can't come in without going out, kids. Always go to the funeral." Sounds simple. When someone dies, get in your car and go to calling hours of the funeral. That I can do. But I think a personal philosophy of going to funerals means more than that. Always go to the funeral means that I have to do the right thing when I really, really don't feel like it. I have to remind myself of it when I could make some small gesture, but I really don't have to, and I definitely don't want to. I'm talking about those things that represent only inconvenience to me, but the world to the other guy. You know, the painfully underattended birthday party, the hospital visit during happy hour, the shiva call for one of my ex's uncles. In my humdrum life, the daily battle hasn't been good versus evil. It's hardly so epic. Most days, my real battle is doing good versus doing nothing. In going to funerals, I've come to believe that while I wait to make a grand heroic gesture, I should just stick to the small inconveniences that let me share in life's inevitable occasional calamity. On a cold April night 3 years ago, my father died a quiet death from cancer. His funeral was on a Wednesday, middle of the work week. I had been numb for days when, for some reason during the funeral, I turned and looked back at the folks in the church. The memory of it still takes my breath away. The most human, powerful, and humbling thing I've ever seen was a church at 3 on a Wednesday full of inconvenienced people who believe in going to the funeral.
Deirdre Sullivan, with her essay for This, I Believe. Since establishing her credo, Sullivan says the number of funerals she's attended is too many to count. If you would like to share your credo, or read or hear all the essays we've broadcast, visit our website at npr.org. For This, I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.